Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion missionary, Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the great love of Jesus Christ, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make a real change in your life, to put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. Praise God. The Lord had blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost-filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. I'm telling you, the fellas and all, they enjoy our visits. They want us to keep coming back. Yes, sir. Praise God. Amen. And we're here on radio preaching the gospel like we always do. Praise God. We're doing a teaching series on love, called God is Love, out of the fourth chapter of 1 John. Call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. Those that's incarcerated, tell your cellmate to tune into today's broadcast. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we talked about saying that whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwelleth in him, and he in God. It's time to confess the truth. The truth of the matter, that Jesus is the Son of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. That's what the Bible said. I believe what that Bible said. You hear me? I don't have no time to be messing with folk trying to dispute it, trying to, amen, put Jesus up being God Almighty. Praise God. But I'm here to let you know what the Bible said. Amen. I'm a Bible preacher. You hear me? I believe what that Bible said. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. That's why I got Bible Man on my license plate, because I'm a Bible preacher. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I'm a Jesus man, and I'm a Bible man. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Missionary Velvet, let's go and pick it up on the, amen, 1 John 4 and 16. What does it say?
And we have known and believed the love that God has to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him.
Now, then you know God is love. Now, if God is love, why are people holding grudges against one another? Why they can't stand one another? Why they rolling their eyes at one another? Why are you going around talking about trying to drag other people in the mud? Amen. It's time to show love for your neighbor. It's time to treat people the way you want to be treated. It's time to forgive if you want to go to heaven. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Jesus wants us to forgive. He wants us to, praise God, amend our ways. He wants us to, praise our God, don't hold no grudges against people, but have a forgiving heart. Yes. Praise the Lord. Amen. As the old people said, we need to dot your I's and cross your T's. And the Bible said, don't let the sun go down on your wrath. If you need to correct something, correct it. Get it right. Don't let things go undone. Don't leave this world with your heart full of resentment, because you cannot go to heaven with things in your heart against people. I'm telling you, praise God. And people need to understand, know that. Because Jesus said, blessed are the pure in heart. How your heart cannot be pure if it's full of resentment. Your heart is not pure if you can't stand other people. But you got to be so that you can be love and treat people right. Jesus bring forth peace. Amen. He bring forth love. He bring forth happiness when Jesus come on the inside. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's time to get it right, people. It's time to get it right. Amen. The Bible said in 1 John 4:16, and we have known and believed that the love that God has for us, that God is love. God is love. Like people say, God is love. God is love.
He that dwells in love dwells in God, and God in him.
If you dwell in love, you dwell in God. Now, if you love people and treat people right, then God dwells in you. Amen. You won't be going around with bullets and all trying to shoot people. I'm telling you, praise God. You won't be going around trying to drag people in the mud. You hear me? Because you love people. It's time to love folks. Amen. People talking about they saved. Talking about they full of the Spirit. Praise God. But when it come down to it, amen. Praise God. Just treat you cold. Huh? Amen. Praise God. Amen. Give you a cold shoulder. Glory to God. Amen. But when you got love in your heart, you treat people right. You treat them good. You don't be snappy. Praise God. You don't cut them off short. But you have salt in your conversation. And treat people the way you want to be treated. You don't want people to give you that cold shoulder. Do you? You don't want people to be snappy to you, do you? Glory to God. Amen. So you got to know how to answer every man. Praise God. You ain't got to be, amen, giving them all the time. But be able to treat them with love. Treat them with kindness. Treat them with respect. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. Treat people the way you want to be treated. Glory to God. As the Bible said, do unto others as you will have them to do unto you. That's what it said.
Amen.
Amen. But a lot of people can talk love, but when it comes to them to demonstrate it, they come up short. If you're on that in that category, you need to practice what you preach. I'm telling you, you need to practice what you preach. Glory to God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What does the 17th verse say?
Herein is our law made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment. Because as he is, so are we in this world.
Y'all heard what that Bible said? Herein is our love made perfect. That means it made complete when you get, amen, be able to forgive and treat people right and don't hold no grudges. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Being able to love people. Amen. Praise God. Have that love in your heart. Don't you know that's the best healing medicine there around? That forgiveness is the best healing medicine around. That will deliver you and set you free from what, amen, all them ailments people have. I'm telling you, folks, amen, suffering in their body. Amen. I'm telling you, the power of God will set you free. You let go all of that resentment. Let go all of that, amen, all that, praise our God, hatred. I'm telling you, that malice, that ill will. Get all that mess out your heart. I'm telling you, glory to God. I'm telling you, and forgive. Amen. It's time to forgive.
Yes, amen.
It's time to show love one for another. It's time to lay down your weapons. Lay down them guns. Lay down all them knives. Amen. Stop using profanity. You hear me? Glory to God. Amen. I can't stand you. Amen. If you can't stand somebody, you need to get sanctified. Get saved. And get love in your heart. Then you'll be able to stand them. You hear me? Praise our God. Glory to God. Amen. I'm telling you, folk need to get Jesus. Amen. Look how Jesus stood before Pontius Pilate. He stood before Herod. And the Bible said because Jesus was in the midst, that same day, Pilate and Herod, who was enemies, became friends. Now, if Jesus can take a bad situation and make something good come out of it, the Lord can take your situation. You can't stand somebody. You can't tolerate somebody. Somebody get on your nerve and all that. You'll call that situation to, amen, to turn around. And it causes peace. It causes goodness to come from it. I'm telling you, glory to God. When Christ come in you, it calls you to forgive.
Amen.
It calls you to show love. Praise God. and the power of God will heal you of sickness and disease. You praise God. I'm telling you. Glory to God. Oh, yes, sir. Glory to God.
It's all right. Praise God.
Amen. I know I'm preaching like thunder and lightning. I'm a thunder and lightning preacher. You heard me? Power by the power, power by the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Amen. It's a soul-stirring message. Glory to God. I'm telling you. Praise God. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty, the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful message. Lord, look on people in mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Though they're sick in their bodies, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch those prisons. They'll know you love them, Lord. Lord, deliver them from alcohol, from drugs, from the, amen, praise God, the lust of the flesh. Amen. Lord, set them free. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' name we ask it. Lord, those that need to ask people for forgiveness, let them be humble that they'll go back and get it right. And Lord, and said, ask for forgiveness that you might heal their bodies and forgive them of their sin. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen. Amen. Just lift your hands up and say, thank you, Jesus. Amen. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise him. The song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do the very same thing for you. There's nothing in your life that God cannot fix, and give him a chance. So you believe that prayer, the Ella Holmes that's praying, you have got your deliverance. That believed and said, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I've been set free. And keep on praying and stay in the word of God that you may grow thereby. Though behind prison bars, Ella Holmes and I love you, but Jesus loves you more. He has a plan for you to have hope and to prosper. Just come on to him and put everything in his hands and you will be set free and you will be at peace. Those behind, those in the free world, we're thanking for your prayer and support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us, we pray for you, and God has a blessing for you too. And remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, glory to God. The power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. He's a God that will not lie. He can fix every situation you have. Give him a chance. May God bless.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Vera and myself. We will pray for you to open up doors. We go into more jails and prisons to preach the gospel to those that's behind prison bars. And those in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. May God bless you. Praise God. May God bless you. Today, the next broadcast of Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
This train is a clean train.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write, to request prayer, or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.